From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Suspected Russian airstrikes killed dozens of rebels opposed to President Bashar al-Assad in Syria. It happened Sunday in the rebel-held city of Idlib. It's in the northwest. University of Denver scholar Jonathan Edelman tells VOA he believes Russia deliberately attacked Idlib.
The Russians in general, as the American military pointed out recently, isn't as precise under any conditions. But in this particular case, it seems part of their broader strategy. And that strategy is that they want to eliminate anybody who is opposing Bashar Assad, except for ISIS, to make it very clear that then that's the only choice for the West. They're going to have to go with Bashar Assad.
Sunday's attack came as Human Rights Watch accused Russian and Syrian forces of cluster bombs in the Syrian war that now has lasted nearly 5 years and killed more than 200,000 people. Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike near Syria's capital has killed Samir Kantar, one of the leaders who was imprisoned 3 decades ago for killing 3 Israelis. Kantar was one of hundreds of Hezbollah members who had gone to Syria to fight alongside forces loyal to President Assad since the civil war began there in 2011. Israel welcomed Kantar's death but did not claim responsibility for it. An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a laboratory. Air France officials said the device did not present any danger to passengers. Boeing 777 was headed to Paris from Mauritius and made an emergency landing at an airport in Mombasa. All 459 passengers, 14 crew, safely evacuated. This is VOA News. Iran is